Okay, you're listening to the Cinemaniacs for April 5th, 2008. There's a stone cold bitch in the cheap seats, cracking my knees, cracking my knees. Okay, you grin fuck, you bunch of fucking monkeys. Pretty pictures, pretty pictures. Okay, welcome to the Cinemaniacs. My name is Walt. To my left is Jeff.
That's me, Jeff to the left. Always to the left, because I'm never right.
And so on today's show, we're going to talk about some Disney animation news. We're going to be reviewing the movies Exiled, Hong Kong Thriller, and Good Luck Chuck.
Yes, we will be.
Well, first off, Jeff, you haven't been here in a few weeks, so welcome back.
Well, thank you. It's good to be back. Sorry, my schedule's been preventing me from participating like I should, but... You know, well, this doesn't pay very well, so I actually have to go off and do, like, a job to earn my meager living, so that means all of you people need to really get off your butt and start supporting the show so I don't have to work anymore. So I can just come here and do this for you and get paid. So, it's on you people. Just want you to know that.
That's right. You can do that by visiting the website at thecinemaniacs.com.
Yes. And buying a lot of whatever stuff we put on the website, because we get commissions off that. So if you guys buy, like, you know, there's like 10 of you listening now, if you buy like 100,000 each, Walt and I don't have to work anymore, we just do podcasts for you. So, there you go.
I think that would make the world a better place.
Oh, I know it would. At least for me, and you.
Hey, but did you see up on the website now we have a poll going?
Uh-huh.
We started doing polls, and this week's poll is... what movie are you most looking forward to this summer?
That's right. Yep.
So you have your choices. Iron Man, Speed Racer, Indiana Jones, and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull.
That's all one movie, by the way. It sounded like you might make two movies out of that, but it's all one title. And I've completely taken him off his mark. He has no idea what the other two choices are.
I know what it is. It's that doggone Narnia thing.
Oh, okay.
Prince Caspian.
Okay.
There's the four choices there. Anyways, go up there and vote for your favorite.
I know I did.
I did too.
So did I. No, I think we're the only two votes up there.
No, there's more than that, I'm sure.
Hey, when I voted, mine was the only vote.
I think the person put the poll up.
I even voted before you.
You were probably on the website at the exact time I was posting the poll. Didn't get a chance to vote for it. Hey, but by the time you're listening to this, I know other people have voted. We'd like to see what you voted to.
That's right.
Thecinemaniacs.com.
It's a hell of a site.
All right, so just before the show started, Jeff, you told me that there was some new news in the Disney animation front.
Yeah, Disney announced, 10 of their upcoming animated movies, of which, like, 8 or 9 were all going to be 3D, and I don't mean 3D animation, I mean actual three-dimensional, you know, 3D, like in, you know, special glasses and all. Including reissues of some of their classics, like Toy Stories 1 and 2. And also Cars 2, for the folks that loved Cars, of which I'm one. I didn't expect to love Cars as much as I did, but I thought it was great. And Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3 is going to be out 2010.
Very nice.
Yeah, it takes place with Andy going away to college, so we know we'll need to bring extra hankies.
Now, have you seen any of their 3D movies as of yet?
No, I haven't seen really any of the new 3D movies at all. I came this close, doing the little 2 inches apart thumb finger thing, to seeing Beowulf in 3D, but just barely missed it, so I had to see it the regular way.
We went to see Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
In 3D. Now, of course, that movie was made a long time ago and was not made in 3D, and they went back and re-digitized it or whatever they do to bring it out. And
yeah.
Wow, it was eye-popping.
Yeah.
That company, Real-D, I think it's called, is just did amazing effects. It just saw the levels. It's kind of like when the first time you see the old Disney animation, like Snow White or Bambi, and the layers of the trees moving individually of each other.
Right.
They have that look there.
Oh, wow.
Now, Disney did that with Chicken Little. They made that 3D. Now, you saw that here.
Yeah. Right?
And it just looked
brilliant.
It was. It's one of the best looking CG things I've ever seen.
Right. So I can't even imagine how good it looked 3D even.
Yeah, exactly. That's got to be amazing.
And I also saw Beowulf in the theater, 3D, and that too was just eye-popping, and I swear to you, I ducked twice in the theater watching that movie. That's how good it was.
I was so bummed when I missed. We literally missed it by 20 minutes.
And every preview that they showed during Beowulf was also in 3D.
Oh, man.
So this company is called Real D. They're just doing something amazing. I don't know how they'll ever be able to bring it to the home theater. Which, the reason why I mention it is because Robert Rodriguez, he did a movie a few years ago, Sharkboy and Lava Girl,
right,
in 3D.
Right.
Not the greatest of movies.
No.
But he tried, and more importantly, he did it in 3D.
Yeah.
You know, with the glasses, and say, put your glasses on. Well, Lisa and I were driving around the other day, and we saw somebody playing one of the movies in the back of their truck, and it was Sharkboy and Lava Girl. And it said in the DVD, put your glasses on. Now, when that movie came out on DVD, it had glasses in it. It came with four pairs of glasses. I haven't watched it at home, but whatever he did to make it work at home, you know, maybe this Real D company can bring it up to the home theater.
Yeah, take a look at that. I mean, you've got it here. You've got the world's biggest television. You know,
it's not the world's biggest.
Uh-huh, okay. Okay, it's a huge television, people.
It's
real big.
But that would be amazing.
Yeah. Now, are these guys doing the Star Wars reissues as well?
I don't know if they're doing that one. They are, well, here it has some rumors on their website. Transformers 2, Baywatch 3D.
You're shitting
it's
me.
It's got to be a Michael Bay production.
Oh, my God.
Oh, but awful. It does say rumors.
Okay.
Hobbits Part 1 and 2, lawsuit pending.
Piranha 3D. There.
Stewardesses 3, Tron 3D.
Tron 3D.
Woo. Avengers Calling All Robots, which is a Disney movie. This is a performance capture movie. It's kind of like what Zemeckis does with Polar Express and Beowulf, right? Wasn't that what it is?
Oh, yeah, you mean motion capture?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, here's these. The U2 3D I heard was amazingly great. And the Hannah Montana one also.
Didn't your wife and daughter go see that?
Yeah.
Did they see it in 3D?
They
no?
did. They had special glasses and everything.
Oh, right on.
Yeah.
I'll have to get them to comment on that later on.
And it looks like Toy Story 2 comes out 2010.
Excellent.
They're going back to redo that. By the help of Shrek 4.
Oh, boy, Shrek 4.
Okay, so in February 2010, they have planned Toy Story 2 coming out in 3D.
Excellent.
And then over the summer, June 18th, planned Toy Story 3.
Okay. And I'll see Toy Story 3. This isn't no Shrek 3. This, you know, they're doing this because they have another story they can tell, you know. So, I'm looking forward to that. Even more so than the 3D.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Toy Story 2 was one of the best sequels I've ever seen.
As good as, if not better than the original.
It's kind of like what Empire Strikes Back was to Star Wars,
yeah.
What Terminator 2 was to Terminator.
Mm-hmm. 100, yeah.
Toy Story 2 ranks up there.
Yep. So if they can, if they've put together another story, they can. They got my money.
So the 3D market is alive and well.
Very good. I'll have to get out there and see some of those when they come out. Start making that correct timing.
Oh, this I've seen previews for.
Oh, Journey to the Center of the Earth, Brendan Fraser?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
3D, yes.
And before that, he should have The Mummy Returns. What's The Mummy's movie called?
No, it's, I don't know. It's The Chinese Mummy.
Right.
Jet Li is the mummy.
Jet Li.
So
I don't have a problem with it. I'm friendly with Jet Li now.
Oh, yeah. No, I like Jet Li, too. I have a problem. I don't even have a problem with the actress that's replacing her. I just know Rachel Weisz, you know?
Yeah, she smokes too much anyway.
Whatever. She's smoking. I don't care. But I don't have a problem with the girl that's replacing her because I love Maria Bello.
Yeah.
I absolutely do. I think she's awesome. So.
Yeah, I do too. I like her better than Rachel Weisz anyways. And I used to like Rachel Weisz quite a bit.
Yeah, still do.
I think what turned me off of her was that Constance Gardner movie because she wasn't in it very much. Or I felt like she wasn't in it very much.
Or not enough to suit your tastes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Fong Juk is the movie that we saw this past week.
Oh, Fong Juk is the name of the movie?
In America, it's called Exile.
Okay, all right.
But if they named the movie Fong Juk, then a lot of Americans wouldn't go see it.
That's true. Well, not a lot of Americans saw it, and it's called Exile.
That's true, too.
But that's their loss. This was a lot of fun.
Exile was the first movie that I saw from Johnny To, which is a Hong Kong action director, the likes of which we haven't seen in a while. John Woo comes to mind, but he is different than John Woo. So far that I've seen, he doesn't have the slow motion effects as bad.
Well, he keeps it to him, and he uses them sparingly and when they actually need it, not for, you know, hair shots, things like that. You know.
So, Exile, directed by, like I said, Johnny To, written by Kang Yuen Seto and Tin Shin Yip. Stars Anthony Wong Chow Sang and Francis Ng.
Who played Wo?
No, he played Tai.
No, who played Wo?
Oh, Nick Chung.
Thank you.
And Simon Yam played Boss Fei.
All right.
The whole story is that a couple of hitmen show up at this lady's house looking for a guy named Wo.
Wo.
He's not there, so they say, well, we'll wait. And they wait in a little park next to their apartment.
Yep.
And then a couple other hitmen show up.
Yep, looking for Wo.
Sorry, looking for Wo.
No Wo.
So they go over and they see the other guys and like, hey, what's up? And they're like...
So they wait around.
They wait around for Wo to show up.
Yep. Now, Wo shows up.
Wo shows up.
In the tiniest little blue truck.
That was a cute little truck. That was like a smart truck.
The truck was awesome because when you see it coming from the front, it looks like a normal truck. Then it turns to the side, it's like a quarter of a truck.
That was funny.
It looked like it should have been on two wheels. It was so small. It was great.
But he sees these guys, and I don't know what Wo's story is.
Yeah.
But he knows that they're there.
We find out Wo's story.
Well, he goes inside the apartment, and eventually they follow him in there.
Yes.
And it's like so respectful in China. You know, this is actually in Macau,
right.
Which used to be a province or protectorate of Portugal.
Right.
Now, the side note is that we, as everybody knows, we live here in Las Vegas, and Macau is like our most competition
right.
in the
right.
world. You know, Atlantic City is yesterday's news. Macau is now stealing the business from Vegas.
Right.
So, you have these guys in Macau or China, they're so respectful of each other. I mean, they get up there into the house and they know something's going to go on, but it's like, I got 3 bullets. How many do you have? Well, I got 10, but I'll drop them out. Boop, boop, boop. So now we all have 3 bullets.
No, there's 6 bullets.
Because
they had automatic weapons, and Wo has the 6-shooter, so he fills up his 6-shooter with 6 bullets, and the other two guys drop themselves down to 6 to make it fair, to make the fair fight. And then the gunplay ensues.
Gunplay. Bah, 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 bah. Now, this is in the first 10, 15 minutes of the movie.
Yeah.
Right? The guns going off all over the place as best you can tell, do a gunshot action scene in an apartment.
Absolutely.
It was fantastic.
Hats are flying off, doors are whizzing in the middle of the air from getting hit by bullets.
This was like the Matrix bullet time cameras going off. It was just great.
It was like the Matrix without all the leather.
Yeah. Because really these guys are just dressed in suits and sunglasses, really.
Yeah.
You know, of course, everybody's Chinese.
Mm-hmm.
I watched the movie in Chinese with subtitles on. They had the dubbing on there. It wasn't good enough for me. How'd you watch it?
We watched the dubbing, and yeah, the dubbing was pretty awful. But we were drinking. We didn't feel like reading.
Okay.
So
and this is in the description of the movie. This is the first 15 minutes, so I'm not giving anything away. They only got 6 bullets each. So bop 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 bop. The movie's over. The action is over with. They all sit down and eat.
They help him unload his truck, which contains all of his stuff. They set up his house. They repair things. They fix the doors. They fix the bullet holes. They sit. They cook dinner, sit down, and eat.
And the wife is there with the baby and the whole deal.
It was awesome.
It was great. Again, that's the first 15 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Come to find out, these guys all grew up together.
Exactly.
And Wo used to work for their organization, but he wanted to get away. He's got a wife and kid now, and that's unacceptable.
Yeah. So he also injured the boss.
Okay, true.
Yeah.
True.
So
you got the two hitmen, one of which the boss specifically said kill this guy, Wo, and so he's out on outs with the boss because he's not taking care of his job. The other two are friends of Woe, and they're trying to protect him.
Exactly.
And Woe just wants to get on with his life with his mom. Yeah. Or with his wife, rather.
Yeah.
Get on with his life with his mom.
With his wife and his newborn child.
Yeah. So.
And then more chaos ensues.
Right. They send more hitmen.
Well, they go looking for jobs, and it's just, you know, practically as a crew. You know, it was great. It's great, and it has all kinds of twists and turns. They come back and go for it, and I tell you, I've never seen, you know, I'm not going to give anything away, but I've never seen a man get shot in the groin and do so much afterwards.
Right.
And I'm going to leave that there and let you check that part out. It's a great movie.
It is great. It's just a whole lot of fun. Reminds me a bit of that movie came out last year with Clive Owen, Shoot 'Em Up, and Paul Giamatti.
Yeah.
You just revel in it.
You don't, you know, everything you do over the top. You don't take it seriously.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some of the dialogue, like I said, I also heard the dubbed, so a lot of the dialogue comes off as very cheesy. And I'm sure even with the Chinese and the dubbing, the Chinese and the
subtitles,
it would still come across fairly cheesy, fairly cornball. But you don't care. You have fun. You end up liking every one of these guys, and you root for them, you know?
I was told about this movie by Wade Major, who does the DVD Digigods podcast, mm-hmm. which I highly recommend, and Johnny Toad, now I'm going to seek out more of his movies.
Absolutely, yeah.
Very good, very good. I gave this movie 4 stars.
Same here, 4 stars.
Excellent.
Enthusiastic 4 stars. I just liked it.
I did try to find out, because... see if some of these actors had been in other movies we'd seen. Infernal Affairs comes to mind.
Right.
And I couldn't find any crossover, but I'm going to look for more of it.
Yeah. But yeah, go see Exile. Go see Exile. You'll have a good time.
Reba! You slept with Reba?
Shh! Shut up.
Shut up! What the hell's the matter with you, man? You're telling me that you have the power to turn any hot chick out there, any hot chick, into a knob-gobbling, lance-waxing fleshmonger, and you're out there plowing the back 40 with Reba!
You don't know, because you weren't there.
Ugh, thank God I wasn't there. It's disgusting. It's revolting. You're nasty. How was she?
Okay, so that was a scene from Good Luck Chuck, which we saw tonight. It came out last year. Directed by Mark Helfrich. Written by Josh Stolberg and Steve Glenn. Steve Glenn is the guy that Good Luck Chuck was actually based on, if I'm not mistaken. Starring Dane Cook and Jessica Alba. Tells a story exactly from the previews that this guy has some kind of curse or something on him that when he sleeps with the woman, she falls in love and gets married to the next guy she meets.
Exactly. And he makes this work to his benefit for a while until he meets Jessica Alba and realizes that he wants her for himself.
And so he doesn't want her to sleep with her and her go off and get married to somebody else.
Exactly.
So
the hilarity ensues. And it actually does, actually. I mean, I hadn't heard anything really redeeming about this movie, and so I didn't really go in expecting to like it as much as I did, but I had a really good time.
I can tell that you did.
I did. I had a great... Yeah. I laughed a lot, and I wasn't ready to. I didn't think I was going to laugh as much.
And why is that?
Because Dane Cook's not funny.
Dane Cook is not funny.
He's so not funny.
Last year, we watched that Employee of the Month
with
Jessica Simpson.
It was so painfully bad.
That was so bad. When you watch the bloopers of a comedy and it's not funny, that's a bad movie.
I've watched the bloopers of the most depressing dramas you've ever seen and been able to pull a laugh. I watched the bloopers of this supposed comedy, this Employee of the Month. Not one laugh, not one chuckle from any of us.
And then... Dane Cook, he did Mr. Brooks.
Yeah.
He was good in that.
He was really good in that. I liked his drama.
You know, we've talked about it before. These comedians that do dramas, and they do it well. And I'm starting to think that he was one of those guys.
I don't know. But the thing is, though, all these comedians we've talked about before, Robin Williams, Adam Sandler, they were funny at one time before.
Yeah.
And they were hilarious at one time. You know, that's the thing. But... he was actually really charming in this. I got to give it to him. As much as I wanted to dislike him, I liked him. I mean, I liked his character.
And I'll give him that he's charming, because when we talked about Employee of the Month, we talked about him being like the poor man's Ryan Reynolds.
Right.
You know, He's charming, but not all the way there, you know? And, okay, I'm not a big fan of this movie, as you were. Good luck, Chuck.
Yeah.
It had its moments. I did laugh a few times. There was a couple of extreme moments. You know, today's comedies, they want to throw a gross-out thing in here, which I like a lot.
Sure.
You know, if you show me something that...
That you've never seen before...
I'm all there.
Why not?
But overall, they just didn't do it for me.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching it, and, like, you laugh, and then long periods would go by that... Was that a joke? I almost asked you that at one point. Was that supposed to be a joke?
So in other words, you would laugh, and then there'd be long periods of you pretty much listening to me and Lisa laugh, and then you might laugh again.
Lisa was sleeping over there.
No, she was up for the whole thing. Yeah.
Okay. I thought she was sleeping. I'd hear you laugh at something, and like, and you have what do they call it, infectious laugh?
Infectious laugh.
So your laugh will carry on to other people.
Oh, so the only reason Lisa was laughing is because I was laughing.
Right. Well, no, that sometimes it would get me to laugh. And then I'd laugh for a second and then realize, this is not funny. Or they drew it out too long.
No, and like I said, overall, it's, you know, it's not great. I would literally call it a guilty pleasure.
And you did, right at the end.
I probably shouldn't like this movie, but I did. I had fun. I had a lot of fun. You know.
I was told that this movie was pretty good, and it had a lot of nudity in it. Well, we watched it, and there was nudity in it. And you could say there was a lot, but my definition of nudity is different from the person who told me. There's a lot of topless women in there, and a lot of Dane Cook. Not total Dane Cook,
right.
But more of his body than I ever cared to see.
Yeah.
But even that was disappointing, the topless women.
Imagine how disappointing it would have been if you'd seen the theatrical. We watched the unrated.
True.
You've got to imagine there's probably three times the amount of nudity in the unrated than there wasn't, the theatrical. Oh, yeah.
And that reminds us, we still got that call out to somebody. Please tell us a website, somewhere to go to. We can see what's the difference between an unrated movie and... a rated R movie.
Yeah, there you go.
Or PG-13 to unrated. You know, whatever they do it. You know, Dukes of Hazzard is one, PG-13, and then they have the unrated edition. What's the difference?
Exactly.
You know, I just want to list every movie. I know that very simply that the unrated movie is just one that they don't submit to the MPAA for a rating, which means nothing.
Yeah.
But is it worth it to see the unrated versus the regular?
Well, I always say it's worth it to see the unrated.
Well, sometimes they put in extra minutes. You know, 40-Year-Old Virgin is one I'm told about. And I've only seen it in the theater, but they added an extra 14 minutes or so onto the DVD.
Yeah.
Does that hurt the movie? Sometimes movies trail a little bit. You know, they don't cut it up as much.
I'll tell you, it didn't. Well, for me, it didn't, because the stuff they put in was pretty great. The first time I saw the 40-Year-Old Virgin was DVD, unrated, loved it, and then eventually it came on cable, and I saw what HBO puts, the theatrical version. And there was like, wait a minute, where was that scene? I mean, there was stuff I missed.
Okay.
So seeing it that way, so I'm, you know, and I could, you know what, I could see where, you know, things, you know, maybe the theatrical version might be, but most of the time I'm always going to be interested in seeing, you know, what they originally had in mind before they had to succumb to, you know, outside pressures, you know.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's just me. I'm crazy about that. What do you say? What do you know?
So in this one, there had to have been what they added was lots of nudity. Because there was sex scenes that it looked like they were doing it. You know, not so much even Skinamax style, but close.
They got pretty busy. Pretty graphic. It was pretty great.
And that was good as, I don't know. It's just a lot of boobs running around.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Sure.
But as great as it could have been.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I went in thinking it was going to suck and was ready for a whole... I mean, you know what the worst part was? The thing that even cemented it was the very first preview on the damn DVD was Employee of the Month.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, oh, man.
Just a reminder.
Just don't...
You're watching a Dane Cook movie. Don't get your hopes up.
Yeah, exactly. And I didn't, but man, I was very pleasantly surprised. I had a really good time. I thought there was good chemistry between... I liked you know, Jessica Alba in it, and I like Dane Cook, I like their characters, you know, and I thought it was a lot of fun.
Now we talked about Dane Cook and a couple of his movies, Jessica Alba, And here's a woman that the world over, everybody believes she's a beautiful woman.
Yeah.
Okay. Has she done any great movies? One immediately comes to mind, but before I get to that one, I'll tell you Fantastic Four movies. First one, okay. Second one was better, but still not great.
Saw the first one, didn't even bother to see the second one.
Second one is better.
Okay.
Not that that's saying much, but it is better.
Okay.
They got the whole origin story out of the way, and so they can really do something.
Okay.
So it was better, and I'll probably see the third one too.
They're doing a third one?
They have to. It made money.
Okay.
Okay. This movie, what else has she done?
Well, she's done a bunch of stuff. I just don't think I've seen it.
Has she done a bunch of stuff? I don't know. The one thing that comes to mind that she did, that she was a part of, I should say, was Sin City.
Right.
And that was amazingly great.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, and she was in that. So I give her credit that she was in a great movie.
Mm-hmm.
But, so, beautiful woman, not the best acting career. Choices of movies, let's say that.
Yeah. You know, she's getting work. I mean,
yeah, she is, and she's getting paid. And
so, you know, more power to her.
Yeah.
You know, she's extremely easy on the eyes.
Yeah.
You know.
So now she's having the baby. We'll see what happens after she comes back. Is she going to continue her career? Is she going to stay home and take care of the kid?
She's going to continue her career.
I'm not knocking the lady. I mean, she certainly, like you said, she's got work, so nobody's complaining.
Yeah.
I just wish that she could do some movies that are equal to what her appearance matches. Does that make sense?
Yeah. But, you know, they can't all be, you know, Dame Judi Dench, you know?
Right. Kate Blanchett.
You know, exactly. Kate Blanchett and Helen Mirren.
Right.
Yeah, so we need it. Because I'm going to say this for the record, Helen Mirren is still hot.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. She's in Time Magazine this week, as a matter of fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, got a nice little interview.
Yeah, she's 60 something and still hot.
Oh, most definitely.
Yeah.
So, finishing up Good Luck Chuck, I'm giving it a 3, only because I want to rate it higher than Employee of the Month, which I gave a 2 to.
You gave 2 to Employee of the Month? How could?
Are you saying that was too high?
Yes. Not one laugh, man.
Well, okay, so if you
get
want
on there
to,
and change your rating right now.
If you want it to be comedy, there's some movies that they classify as comedy that aren't funny, but they have a story to them, and so I'll say, okay, you know, it wasn't a funny movie, but it was entertaining to a certain extent. 2 means I didn't like it. I just didn't hate it. Okay? I didn't like it.
You should have hated it. Anyway. But another 4 stars for me. You know what? And you know what? Down the line, I may adjust it, may think about it, but it gets 4 right now because it really did surprise me how much I enjoyed it.
And another credit to this movie was that it opened with "The Cars You Might Think," which is a song I hadn't heard in a while.
Yeah, that was pretty nice. Hey, there we go. Cool. Is that it?
That's it.
All right. Not bad. Pretty lively, I think.
Okay.
All right. Definitely better than the Snooze Fest last one was. And, you know, for 2 guys that were so excited about the Oscars, us reporting the Oscars, not that exciting.
Not that exciting.
No. We
did you see this girl? She's like on the YouTube, and she's reviewing the Oscars. I forget what she's called, but some big mouth girl. Look up Ellen Page. On the Oscars,
okay.
And see if you can, you'll see her, and she's like sitting around in her pajamas watching the Oscars. She got a camcorder on her, and she's like, "Oh yeah, Ellen Page, you just sit there, look pretty, and you can't act or nothing. I don't know why you don't just go get a different job." Da, da, da. And just like talking smack to her,
really.
And I don't know why I'm mentioning this right now, because it's not funny at all. Other than the fact that why does this woman have a camcorder on her? And more importantly, why the heck am I watching? I watched like 3 of her videos talking about Diablo Cody came out and accepting her award. She was calling her slut because she's a stripper, ex-stripper. It's some girl from New York that means nothing to nobody, but she's got her videos up there, and I'm watching them. Other people are watching them. So.
Well, you know what? She's passionate about it, I guess.
Oh, yeah, more than a little bit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We could have
intense hatred for Ellen Page.
Oof. Well, that's what I'm saying. We should, you know, we probably could have been more passionate on our thing, but, you know, hey.
It was late. It was a 4-hour show or so, and yeah,
we were tired. We were pretty wiped, and we've been really whipping that horse for the last 3 weeks, so we were, you know.
We were Oscared out.
We were Oscared out. So.
I guess that means that you want to do your, like, top 10 of 2007 movies, do you?
Right now?
No, not now.
Okay.
Well, maybe next week or something.
Yeah, 3 months into 2008.
You know? Well, because you can't see all of them in 2007, but now the DVDs are coming out. There will
that is true.
It comes out this week.
I know, and I will have finally seen that, to my shame. You know, I haven't seen it before. I know I suck. Whatever. But, yeah. All right, yeah. Yeah, let's do it.
Put something like that up.
Yeah, 2007.
And we'll have the category just like the Academy does. They have a list of the eligible movies. There's like 300 of them this year. Usually there's about 170. This year was over 300.
Right.
But you just go down the list and you pick out the movies you've seen and narrow it down to the top 10 you'd like.
Yeah.
And I'll even put on this week's show notes so everybody else can join in a link to the Academy's list of eligible movies. And then they can...
Well, they don't all have to be Academy-nominated movies,
no,
do they?
No, not nominated.
Okay.
This is a list of the movies.
Oh, the movies.
Eligible.
Oh, the... Okay.
That's what it's called, the eligibility list.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
They do it every year.
Okay.
So, because Academy has certain criteria for movies to be chosen, to nominate, besides having a date of 2007, a copyright date.
Right.
In fact, like, Once was nominated, but I think it actually was made in 2006. But because it got its first performance in 2007 in the required theaters, that type of thing.
Because because perfect example, that's somewhere on that list.
Right.
Love that.
So we don't have to worry about, you know, what criteria it falls into, other than it's on that list.
All right.
And there's a link to it in the show notes this week.
Cool.
At thecinemaniacs.com.
Very nice.
So if you would like to email us about this topic or any others, you can email us at podcast@thecinemaniacs.com.
And please do. We'd love to know what you think.
Yeah. On the website, you can leave comments along with the show notes about whatever topics you like, as well as you can go to Podcast Alley and vote for us there. The more votes we get, the more people get tuned into the show, and we make it better for you.
That's right. And remember, like we said in the beginning of the show, If you click and buy lots of the stuff that we put on there, you know, we can do this more often. I don't have to go and get a job. This will be my job. Think about that, people.
Then they'll all be jealous of you.
Yeah. But they can be jealous of me and still respect my integrity as a podcaster.
True.
Especially if that's all I was doing, right?
Yeah.
See? Wheels are always turning, man.
Adam Curry all over you.
Oh, Lord.
don't forget to vote on the poll.
Very good, yes. Vote on the poll and let us know what your top 10 movies of 2007 were.
Okay, with that, have a good night.
Enjoy. Say, what is space?